wherever you are, wherever you are. Settle Down, Why Not, with the Turner Team, singers Barbara Jay and Jerry Grant, together with the unmistakable sound of Billy Tennant and his orchestra.
Thank you, Roger, and good afternoon, everyone.
Tennant Team, two T's that stand for taste, as we mentioned before, all present and correct. 14 citizens of this island, 14 men, good and true, as they say, they're sitting on top of the world. Those of you with a good memory and a fair number of years to your credit will rightly associate this next one with the great Fats Waller. Here it is from the equally great Skin and Bones Tennant, When Somebody Thinks You're Wonderful. Thank you. And very nicely played, if I may say so. Thank you very much. When somebody thinks you're wonderful. To follow, a little ditty from Barbara Jay. But before we enjoy that, a question. Father William, I've been asked to put this one to you. Exactly how long have you been broadcasting?
Since the flood.
Now, come on, seriously.
It's hard to remember, Roger. A good number of years.
Oh, can't you be more exact than that?
Not really. My memory isn't so good as it was, you know.
I see. Then I shall refresh it for you. When Mr. Tennant did his first broadcast, they didn't have red lights in the studio. To show that they were on the air, a little man came round and lit red candles. Isn't that true?
It isn't. Lies. Nothing but lies.
Barbara, cue for song. Barbara Jay, thank you very much. Henry Mackenzie there on clarinet with Billy Turnant and his orchestra. Let's Dance, the title, Benny Goodman's signature tune. I can never manage to get my tongue or teeth around those two words, signature tune.
Put your other teeth in. And right. Talking of teeth, why do you always carry a toothbrush with you in your pocket? I always leave mine at home in the bathroom.
What, the brush or your teeth? Besides, Bill, it's not a toothbrush, it's a teeth brush. I always call it a teeth brush. You see, the plural of tooth is teeth, therefore it should be called a teeth brush. You've got more than one tooth, haven't you? Let's have a look. Open for Rog. Come on. I'm sorry, in your case, toothbrush. Mr. Grant, will you bring this conversation to a close, please?
It's not the pale moon that excites me, that thrills and delights me, oh no. It's just the nearness of you. It isn't your sweet conversation that brings this sensation, oh no, it's just the nearness of you. When you're in my arms and I feel you so close to me, all my wildest dreams come true. I need no soft lights to enchant me. If you'll only grant me the right to hold you ever so tight and to feel in the night the nearness of. Just the nearness of you. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you. When you're in my arms and I feel you so close to me, all my wildest dreams come true. I need no soft lights to enchant me. If you'll only grant me the right to hold you ever so tight and to feel in the night the nearness of you.
Jerry Grant, thank you very much. And so to our record spot and our choice this Sunday, four gentlemen from across the Atlantic who first worked together at the Paramount Theatre in New York backstage as porters. We remember them better as those superb artists, the Ink Spots.
Someone's rocking my dream home. Someone's invading my dream. We were sailing along, so peaceful and calm. Suddenly something went wrong. Someone's rocking my dream boat, disturbing a beautiful dream. It's a mystery to me, this mutiny at sea. Who can it be? A friendly breeze gave us a start to a paradise of our own. All at once a storm blew us apart and left me drifting alone. Someone's rocking my dream boat. I'm captain without any crew, but with love as my guide, I'll follow the tide. I'll keep sailing till I find you.
Someone's rocking my dream boat. Someone's invading my dream.
We were sailing along, so peaceful and calm. Suddenly something went wrong.
Someone's rocking my dream boat, disturbing a beautiful dream.
It's a mystery to me, this mutiny at sea. Who can it be?
Who can it be?
A friendly breeze gave us a start to a paradise of our own. All at once a storm blew us apart and left me drifting alone.
Someone's rocking my dream boat. I'm captain without any crew,
but with love as my guide, I'll follow the tide. I'll keep sailing till I find you.
More from the Ink Spots in the latter part of the Turn and Hour. Back in good old London town, our team and medley number one.
Thank you.
Three titles from Jerome Kern: Dearly Beloved, You Were Never Lovelier, and I'm Old Fashioned. You probably heard a little bit of solo trumpet playing in the middle one from Freddie Staff, who also broadcasts on his own in various programs under Freddie Staff, his trumpet and orchestra. What is not quite so commonly known is that he plays in the Goode Street tea rooms under Frederick Staff and his Salon Orchestra. There's the medley, and as dedicated listeners to this series will know, we record this program in sections on a Saturday morning, and as regular as clockwork, we have a break. We stop the recording just before the duet. There's three good reasons for this: for a spot of light refreshment, for the boys to feed their meters, and for Bill to feed his horse. On the subject of horses, one such gets a fleeting mention in this duet from Barbara Grant and Jerry Gray. I think it sounds much better around that way. Barbara Grant and Jerry Gray. A song, please.
We're a couple of swells. We stop at the best hotels, but we prefer the country, far away from the city smell.
Oh, the smell of the country, Jerry.
Ah, ducky, all those cows and donkeys and ducks and things. What else are we?
We're a couple of sports, the pride of the tennis courts. In June, July, and August, we look cute when we're dressed in shorts.
You might with your short, fat, hairy legs.
Hairy? They're not hairy. They're just beautifully marked.
The Vanderbilts have asked us up for tea.
Now we don't know how to get there. No sorry.
No sorry.
We would drive up the avenue, but we haven't got the price. We would skate up the avenue, but there isn't any ice.
We would ride on a bicycle, but we haven't got a bike. So we'll walk up the avenue.
Yes, we'll walk up the avenue, and to walk up the avenue's what we like.
Do we have enough bars here, darling, to say something?
I think we have, Jerry. I think
all right, something.
Wall Street bankers are we, with plenty of currency.
We'd open up the safe, but we forgot we'd put the key. Shall we say something in this brain?
No, darling. Roger Moffat doesn't like it at all. He just doesn't like that sort of thing.
Shame.
We're the favorite lads of girls in the picture ads.
We'd like to tell you who we kissed last night, but we can't be cats.
I kissed my wife, as a matter of fact.
Oh, how nice for you.
She likes that sort of thing, yeah.
The Vanderbilts are waiting at the club. Jerry.
Yes, here we go.
But we don't know how to get there. That's the rub.
That's the rub. We would sail up the avenue, but we haven't got a yacht.
We would drive up the avenue, but the horse we had was shot. We would ride on a trolley car,
but we haven't got the fare. So we'll walk up the avenue.
Yes, we'll walk up the avenue.
Yes, we'll walk up the avenue till we're there.
Barbara J., Jerry Grant, thank you very much.
it's time to call it a day. They burst your pretty balloon and taken the moon away. It's time to wind up the masquerade. Just make your mind up. The piper must be paid. The party's over. The candles flicker and dim. You danced and dreamed through the night. It seemed to be right. Just being with him. Now you must wake up. It's all over, my friend.
Our party's not over. Barbara Jay, thank you very much. The hobbies of our musicians apparently interest some of our listeners, and pianist Gordon Langford has an unusual one.
Yes, I think so, Roger. I'm interested in disused lines.
What are you looking at Bill like that for?
No. Old closed railway lines, old steam engines, that sort of thing.
Oh, like Puffing Billy's.
What are you looking at Bill like that for?
Tell me more, Gordon, about these.
Well, series. The line on which I'm most interested in is in Seaton in Devon. It's being reopened, actually, but running electric trams instead of steam engines. All very interesting, if you like that sort of thing.
Yeah, very interesting. Thank you.
When I was a boy up in the Northeast, I used to be a very keen train spotter.
And what did Stevenson's Rocket look like, Mr. Turner? To be serious, thank you very much, Gordon Langford. This is a rather old line itself, but far from disused. Jack Strachey's music, These Foolish Things. At the piano, Gordon Langford. Langford, thank you very much, and may your piano never become a disused line. Once again, on disc, The Ink Spots.
Why do you whisper green grass? Why tell the trees what ain't so? Whispering grass, the trees don't have to know. No, no. Why tell them all your secrets? Who kissed there long ago? Whispering grass, the trees don't need to know. Don't you tell it to the breeze, 'cause she will tell the birds and bees, and everyone will know, because you told the blabbering trees. Yes, you told them once before. It's no secret anymore. Why tell them all the old things? They're buried under the snow. Whispering grass, don't tell the trees, 'cause the trees don't need to know.
Now don't you tell it to the breeze, 'cause she'll run and tell it to the birds and bees, and everyone'll know, because you done told the blabbering trees. Yes, you did. You told them once before. So that's why it ain't no secret anymore.
Why tell them all the old things? They're buried under the snow. Whispering grass, don't tell the trees, 'cause the trees don't need to
know. On record, The Ink Spots. It's here that Mr. Tennant pays tribute to one of the great masters.
Yes, Roger. Today I would like to pay my tribute to the late Frederick Chopin. It's my arrangement of one of
his... Wait. Bill, one moment. You don't refer to people like Chopin as the late so-and-so. You see, you only use the word late when they've recently died. You don't say the late Frederick Chopin. Chopin has been gone for years and years and years.
Ah, that's where you're wrong, Mr. Moffat. That's where you're wrong. Mm-hmm. When I did this arrangement, Chopin had just only died. So there...
Mr. Tennant, I apologize. This is London. We're broadcasting now a tribute to the late Frederick Chopin. Thank you. The Turnant Team, music by Chopin, Nocturne, arranged by Bill Turnant. It's pure coincidence that having featured the Inkspots in our program today, Jerry Grant's last song is one of their most famous. In fact, it's the one that they first had as a hit. The title, If I Didn't Care.
If I didn't care more than words can say, if I didn't care, would I feel this way? If this isn't love, then maybe I'm wrong. But why do I lie awake all night and dream all day long? If I didn't care, would it be the same? Would my every prayer begin and end with just your name? And would I be sure that this is love beyond compare? Would all this be true if I didn't care for you? Didn't care, would it be the same? Would my every prayer begin and end with just your name? And would I be sure that this is love beyond compare? Would all this be true if I didn't care for you?
Jerry Grant, thank you very much. Thank you. Billy Tennant and his orchestra Hot Toddy, one of Ted Heath's recording successes. And this is where our listeners have to be brave, because this is the end of our series. Let's hope it's only the end of the present series, though. Extra credits to those contained in our usual closing include our thanks to Kathy Palmer, our weeny but very efficient program secretary, to Johnny Bathurst, our sound mixer. He makes sure that the music comes to you in perfect condition. Well, let's face it, he hasn't got much to work on for a start, has he? There's also Bert Fisher, who edits the series. He cuts out all the little bits we don't want you to hear. And one other person, Mr. Nick Nichols, who runs around paying out the checks. It's not his money, so he doesn't care who he gives it to. He did once try to carry the music into the studio, but he found it far too heavy. Let's face it, most of the music is carved on stone. Lady and gentlemen, thank you very much. To end, Time on My Hands, Dolores, and I Only Have Eyes for You, medley number 2. Thank you.